Greetings, holy pilgrims, heading towards Jerusalem and Holy Week, which is coming up quickly. But we've still got some footwork to do, so that's why we're here today. Your Lenten Daily Devotion, brought to you by Mary Alice Mulligan from her devotional book, Go to Jerusalem, which is where we're heading. Amen. It's Tuesday, March 23rd. Just a regular, normal Tuesday in March. It's the 35th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion, and let's remember our theme before we begin. Significant changes happen. Now, let's say that together. One, two, three. Significant changes happen. That's right. And that's the key to life, really. The changes are always happening. God's always working. And it's just where we are in all of that. Are we part of it? Are we part of God's work? Are resisting, hiding, ignoring, denying? Well, let's get in with the change. God's got some good news today, and it's different from any other day. Let's see if it's part of this devotional, right? We've got some foreshadowing background music today. The rain sounds in the misty forest is our background music for today. I'm sure you can hear that. Our cerulean surf and sea candle. It's beautiful. And kava tea. Kava tea, the little notice on the tea bag string for the kava tea today says, "One who knows how to enjoy life does not need riches." One who knows how to enjoy life does not need riches. That kind of is a postlude to the sermon on Sunday. Amen. Well, we've got some scripture reading from the book of, wait for it, Deuteronomy. All right, if we're not going to read Leviticus, let's at least read Deuteronomy. We're actually going to read the section of Deuteronomy that is the commandment, the original commandment for the Sabbath day. So you're going to actually hear that. Deuteronomy contains the whole version of the Ten Commandments as part of that book. So we're going to focus on Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 15. And then we'll proceed with some insights, some reflections, a nice little poem by our poet laureate for this session, Rumi, and a prayer to lead us on our way. Well, let's begin with Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. This, as I said, was the commandment to observe the Sabbath day. And the book of Deuteronomy, you may or may not know, is part of the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, what we call our Old Testament. It's known to the Jewish people as the Torah. It is the law for living life that God has given to us. Many Jews and Christians believe that Moses was the author of the first five books of the Bible. So let's hear it. This is the commandment to observe the Sabbath. Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 15. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days a week are set apart for your daily duties and regular work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any kind of work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen and donkeys, and other livestock, and any foreigners living among you. All your male and female servants must rest as you do. Remember, that you were once slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out with amazing power and mighty deeds. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Mary Alice Mulligan shares these thoughts with us about the text we've just heard, and yesterday's text, for that matter. She says, in light of yesterday's readings, we see clearly that Hebrew Scripture does not speak with a singular voice about keeping separate from the uncleanness of others. Thank goodness. Here in the Ten Commandments, we are told the foreigners living among the Hebrew people should share in the Sabbath rest. The text indicates enslaved Gentiles are living among the chosen people. Obviously, they are not wholly separated from each other. Gentiles are described as living among the people. They are workers with members of Hebrew families, so they too must follow the commandment. They too deserve Sabbath rest. In considering the situation, Hebrews are to remember their own enslavement and treat Gentiles equitably. It would not be right for the Hebrew families to have a day of rest, but not the Gentile families living among them. God has commanded a day of Sabbath rest. Even Gentiles must obey. You know, I can't help thinking when I'm reading that about how to treat others and even share God's commandments with them, like this one. What it was like for me when I first stepped into the nation of Israel, the nation that carries the Jewish faith openly and boldly as part of its existence, and yet looking around to see how the others are treated in Israel by the Jewish people is a deeply heartbreaking experience, at least for me it was. That indeed it appears they haven't learned anything from this other way of seeing others. They prefer the ancient way, the way we heard yesterday, of staying separate and isolate the other people in society, such as the Palestinian people that are residing on the land that Israel claims. They are oppressed, discriminated against, and persecuted. And I would think that I can't expect more from a nation, I guess, but I certainly expect more from a people calling themselves the Jewish people, the Hebrews. Hebrews ought to remember their own enslavement, remember, and treat Gentiles equitably. And perhaps, and I'm sure there are many examples of that in the individual lives of the Jewish people, but certainly not with the Jewish nation. Well, that's my reflection. Here's Mary Alice Mulligan to lead us into more reflections. She says this, write out your thoughts, whether on paper, on a pad, on your computer, in your mind, write out your thoughts about how Scripture seems to say both that people need to stay separate and that they may live and work together. Do you think God's mind changed about clean and unclean? Do you think maybe that the people who wrote down these ancient stories have had different opinions about interactions between peoples? Or how about you? Did you ever change your attitude toward a person different from you, thinking about them one way, probably at first, and then changing the way you think of them as you get to know them? Perhaps it happened with someone whose English was not fluent. How about someone whose orientation was different from yours? Or how about someone whose ethnicity is not the same as yours. That ever happened to you? You kind of make initial assumptions about people based on those kinds of things, and then a change happens as you meet them and know their name and get to know them. Think through and chronicle for yourself how that change happened. What allowed that change in your mind to happen? What were the circumstances that brought about that change? And ask yourself, was God at work when you opened yourself to people not like you? Was that God working within you? For Christians, of course, Jesus is the ultimate source of truth for us. And Jesus is not ambivalent about how to treat the others. In fact, he's super aggressive in his teachings about including the others, inclusion of all people. In fact, it's expected for Jesus and his way that there are no others, that we are all one already and need to learn to act that way, right? A little poem from Rumi called Children Running Through. Children Running Through. I'll read it twice. Children Running Through by Rumi. I used to be shy. You made me sing. I used to refuse things at table. Now I shout for more wine. In somber dignity, I used to sit on my mat and pray. Now children run through and make faces at me. Children Running Through by Rumi. I used to be shy. You made me sing. I used to refuse things at table. Now I shout for more wine. In somber dignity, I used to sit on my mat and pray. Now children run through and make faces at me. Just a reminder, you may or may not have heard that the board is having a special work session tomorrow night at 7 at church, which everyone is invited to. It's not a board meeting. It's a vision meeting to talk about the direction of the church and perhaps some adjustments or changes needed to keep up with God, because as you may have heard, significant changes happen. And they're usually very good if you're with God. So we will not have a Zoom discussion group tomorrow night. So we'll have to wait another week for that. It'll make it even more enticing for us. But we'll end today with a prayer. Amen. A good Tuesday prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amazing Trinity, guide me to understand that since every person is created in your image, no one is other. No one is other, including us. Amen.